Peter, I ask you to go again to Ephesians chapter 6. We had tried last week to read from this portion, share with you a little bit, and our voice just didn't cooperate. Seems to be improving, and still not where I wish it was, but better, I think, than last week. So we'll try tonight to read and share a few things about spiritual warfare. In verse 10, Paul writes and he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." I'll stop reading there tonight as our text. We are talking about spiritual warfare. Somebody said once that you can divide the book of Ephesians into three parts: the health, the walk, and the warfare of the believer. And Paul, early in the book, talked about the health of the believer. In the middle part of the book, Paul talks about the walk of the believer. But now in the latter part, Paul talks about the warfare of the believer. Paul is encouraging the church at Ephesus to let them know that they don't have to face the enemy alone. Paul reminds them in verse number 10. He says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So Paul, first of all, reminds them where their strength lies. It lies in who He is and what He has. We realize our strength is found in the Lord and in His power. But then Paul continues and charges him to put on the whole armor of God. and realize that Paul says it twice. First of heaven in verse 13, both times Paul says to behold the whole armor of God. Paul is writing saying that facing our enemy, we're going to have to have the whole armor of God. But God didn't say, well, now that you're saved, just fight it the best you can. Face the enemy the best you can. But Paul says that God has provided armor for us to fight our battles. And the idea when Paul says to put on the whole armor, that little phrase, put on, it means to envelop yourself in, or to hide in. Paul is saying, hide in the armor of God. The armor that God has provided. Hide yourself in that armor. So Paul writes about six pieces of armor that God has made available. I want to try to just focus on the first three of tonight. Notice verse number 14. Paul says this. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. So Paul is first of all talking about the girdle of truth. Now that may sound kind of odd, but we understand something about a girdle being part of a soldier's armor. What was called a soldier's girdle was a protective apron or a thick leather belt about 6 inches wide that went about his waist. It wasn't an ornamental part of heaven. It wasn't anything glamorous by any means. As a matter of fact, possibly couldn't even be noticed by anyone else. But it was very important. It protected the lower part of a soldier's waist. Sometimes an enemy would take a scribe, act a soldier, hit a sword, and this as a part of protection, that it also would be to hold the rest of the armor in place. Also, the longer tunics that a soldier wore, that would get in his way in battle. So he'd take the bottom of his tunic, tuck it into that girdle to give him freedom of movement. So Paul talks about the girdle. But for the Christian, Paul calls it being girded and your loins girded about with truth. So Paul calls it a girdle or a belt of truth. For one thing, it is describing an attachment to the Word of God. You realize Satan is a liar. Satan will lie about God. He'll lie about our problems. He'll lie about our forgiveness. He'll lie about our future. So Paul is saying, wrap yourself with the truth of God's Word. When Satan lies, tells you God doesn't care, tells you that God doesn't love you, tells you that God has forgot about you, be guard about with the truth that will hold you in those days. But then Paul is also using it to describe an honesty of character and integrity of life. Paul is saying, let your life be girded about with truth, honesty, integrity of character. No compromise, no hypocrisy in your life. We are to love the truth and to live the truth. We are to believe the truth but live out the truth in our lives. If we fail to do that, we open ourselves up to the attacks of Satan. So we need to be honest and truthful and right in our character. I'll be honest with you. Truth has about been lost in our society today. I thought about when Jesus was standing before Pontius Pilate. Jesus made the statement and he said, I came to bear witness unto the truth. Pilate responded, "What is truth?" I realize that question could still be asked today. You see, truth has become relative instead of an imperative. Truth is all right until you're in a jam. Truth is all right until you get caught in a lie. Truth is about lost in our political arena. It's about lost in our social arena. Truth is about lost in the family circle, in private lives. Far too many people don't care about the truth. But as a child of God, well, by living and loving, the truth protects us against the attacks of the enemy. But then Paul said, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate is the next piece. A soldier's breastplate was a very tough leather garment that covered the body front and back, from the neck down to the thighs. And it was often reinforced with metal on the front. I begin to think about why it was reinforced with metal on the front and not the back also. Because you were always to be facing your enemy. There wasn't a time for retreat, but to always face the enemy, fighting the fight that you were in. They say that breastplate could weigh 25 to 35 pounds, but the girdle helps secure it in place. But what is the purpose of it? Paul said it was the breastplate of righteousness. I believe it also indicates a couple of things. First of all, our positional righteousness in Christ. Our position that we are right with God. Satan is always telling us our faults, always pointing out our failures, always telling us how we failed. I guarantee you, he does you like he does Satan will pull out things in my past, bring of them, and say, what about that? You remember how you did that? Trying to discourage our hearts. And Paul said, but put on the breastplate. That'll protect your heart. But we realize it isn't our righteousness that makes us accepted in God. Back in chapter 1, verse 6-8, Paul talks about how we are accepted into the beloved because of the blood of Christ. God, because of salvation, has accepted me because of Jesus Christ. As the old saying is, when God looks at me, He doesn't see my faults and failures, but He sees me under the blood of Christ. So I'm made righteous in Christ. When Satan knocks on your heart door, trying to make you doubt salvation because of your past, just reminding, it isn't in me, but I'm made right because of Jesus Christ. So it isn't just positional, but it's also practical righteousness. I think Paul is talking also about living right daily. Holding by moment obedience to God. It isn't the kind of righteous living that just shows up on us on Sunday. It is the right kind of living at church, at home, at school, at work, wherever we are, setting our heart to live right. Every day that we get up, we ought to put on the breastplate of righteousness and say, God, help me today to face the world by living right, by acting right, by talking right, wherever I'm at. But then the third piece of armor. Paul says in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. On the soldier's feet were thick-soled sandals. And they were attached to his feet and ankles with intertwining leather straps. And the soles of the sandals were studded with nails for sure fitting. You see a man fighting for his life don't want to be slipping and sliding all over the place. So Paul says that we as Christian soldiers are to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Our stance has to be in the gospel of peace. Paul is telling us that you some days are going to be out there, and the enemy is going to be fierce. There are times you're going to be feeling like you're in the struggle of your life. Satan is attacking. Satan is trying to make you doubt. Satan is trying to defeat and discourage you. But he said, if your foundation, if your feet are shod in the gospel of peace, then you'll be able to stand in the evil days. That's what he described back in 1 13. Take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I'll be honest with you, there are days it's hard to stand. There are days the enemy seems relentless. But Paul says, with the armor of God and your feet shod with the gospel of peace, in the evil days, you'll be able to stand. The truth of God's Word provides stability in times of shakiness, security in times of fear, sensibility in times of confusion, and strength in times of weakness and discouragement. That's why it's so important that we spend time in the gospel of peace. Paul talked about the girdle being a girdle of truth. The Word of God is essential to our life. And thou art faith shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need the Word of God. We need to hide the Word in our heart. The psalmist said that we may not sin against God. But we need to hide the Word in our life. Because there's going to come a day, you mark it down. You write it down. You put it in your remembrance. Seal it in your thoughts and your heart. There's going to come a day somewhere in your life. It's going to take all within you by the help of God to stand. That's why you need the whole armor of God. That's why you need to find your strength and help in God. Because there's going to come a day somewhere Satan will pull out all stops to try to get you to quit. I think that's the evil day that Paul was talking about. I think he was talking about a day that you're going to face the enemy like you've never faced him before. And Paul said, stand in the Lord and the power of His might, putting on the whole armor of God. That's the first three pieces. Lord willing, next time we'll try to go farther into the next pieces. It is interesting that 5 of the 6 are defensive. If there's only one that is an offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit, Paul said, which is the Word of God. And there again, Paul is stressing the importance of the Word of God. Some thoughts tonight. The Lord has put on my heart about spiritual warfare. I want to tell you, we're living in days. This thing's not going to get easier. Things aren't going to smooth over. Dennis and I were just talking a little bit right before service about some things. I've often said it. Our world's in a mess. Our nation is in a mess. Our leaders are in a mess. And I want to tell you, I don't know where this thing is headed before the Lord comes. I'm looking for Him to come, desiring Him to come, take us out of this world. But until He comes, things will wax worse and worse until He comes. All we need to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's all that's on my heart tonight. I hope that maybe something was a help, a blessing, challenge to your heart. Let's all stand to our feet.